Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
The other thing I put in when I keep mentioning Kyle Tucker's name, and I know some people are going to say it's a pipe dream, he's going to get a ton of money from somebody, and he will get a ton of money from somebody, but why not the Tigers? He did learn under the tutelage and guidance of A.J. Hinch for many years while he was in Houston. So is this finally the offseason where the Tigers land that fabled piece of Houston Astros past that actually matters?
Should we be looking for a picture of A.J. and Bregman sitting at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Somewhere in this offseason?
Sharing some quiche? I don't know.
Yeah. Feedback coming in. Cubs fan here. Writes Cubs fan.
Okay.
Gator's favorite. Cubs are not going to bring Bregman back. They have Shaw at third base and are going to be in the Tucker sweepstakes. Did you say Kyle Tucker's agent was not Scott Boras?
No.
That's good. I like Bregman, but would rather the Tigers put all of their financial resources towards Skubal. Second and third base will be one of the young guys from the minors, plus Colt Keith. I mean, I respect the idea of putting all your financial resources towards Skubal. I just don't see a possible future that Scott Boras allows his client to agree to terms before he hits free agency. I think Scott Boras would love a record-setting offer from the Tigers to say, we'll get back to you at the end of the year.
Right.
Because he wants to take that offer to L.A. and Boston and New York and Chicago.
Yeah, I understand that feeling, and that would suck if that's really where he's at with that. And that's where I always push back on the athletes when they come out and say, it's not my decision to make. Yeah, it is. It's entirely your decision to make.
But you do hire an agent to remove your – like, I
absolutely.
Get the role that the agent
plays. I have an agent, so I don't have to deal with the negotiating process. So I totally understand why you have an agent, but you know what you do? You talk to your agent and you express what you want, and the agent's responsibility is to relay to you any offer that's out there. So, you know, they would have to, if the Tigers made an offer to Boras, Boras would have to present it to Tarek Skubal, and then it's up to Skubal to say, actually, that's a really strong offer. I'd love to stay here. I like what we got here. I like the young players, this team, A.J. Hinch, Fetter. I love it all. That's fair.
Well, that's why you try.
That's why you try.
You do try.
I agree with you. It's probably not likely because of who Boras is and what he does.
It might be the threat of Boras to make the Tigers go a little bit further. And that's like Skubal might have said to Boras, okay, I'm hiring you. I want to stay here, but I'm hiring you because I think you're going to get the best offer out of Detroit. You do your thing to get the best offer out of Detroit. We're not going to tell Detroit or anybody that. I'm just hiring you. And that could have been behind the scenes. And, you know, that would be cool. God, that'd be cool.
But here's
I don't think it's what happened.
What's going to stick in my mind, though, are the postseason comments that Skubal made about wanting to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. And saying that no longer the goal can't be the divisional series. The goal needs to be the World Series. It needs the commitment to win. And with that being said, I feel like if you want to show a commitment to winning to Tarek Skubal, then you have to sign somebody else before you sign Tarek Skubal, which you can do. Go ahead and do.
Mm-hmm.
But it also might include having to sign a pitcher.
So Bregman, for people just joining us, reports everywhere that Alex Bregman is opting out of his Red Sox contract. Are we going to do this thing all over again? Would you do this thing all over again? Here's an unnamed texter. You tell me what you think of this. Forget Bregman for multiple reasons. Anyone putting big payday above team, culture, winning, and World Series, including Skubal, is not a good fit.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Look, I can understand not liking how the contracts negotiations worked last year and how you think they're going to go with Scooble. Mm-hmm. But this is business, man. I mean, you don't find many Connor McDavids out there who took considerably less money on an extension to stay in Edmonton.
That's interesting because you were always a guy that mentioned hometown discount.
Well, I mentioned it to it, but discount is different than that's like with things being equal. I don't think things are necessarily equal if you're being courted by New York and Chicago or, you know, teams that can go above and beyond $10 million a year over what your offer is going to be, which is what Boston did. They went $10 million above. Actually, it was more closer to $11 or $12 million above what the Tigers were able to offer. I think if you have a $400 million offer from one team and the Tigers offer you $380 million, that might be where you get the discount because the grand scheme of things, that $20 million, you know, it's $20 million, it's not that much to deal with. But if you're talking a gap that's $50 million, $100 million, that's different.
Ben writes in, are we still talking about Bregman? He didn't want to be here. Let's talk about players who actually show interest in us. Tigers desperately need to sign another steady bat in the offseason. Well, Ben, how many other players did the Tigers already make an offer to and show an interest in that are free agents that we're aware of? Because that's why we're talking about it. The Tigers wanted him last year. And the question is, if they wanted him last year, do you think they'll want him this year? And we're talking about him because he made news today. If Kyle Tucker, there was a headline, Kyle Tucker has interest in the Detroit Tigers. Guess what we'd be talking about? Kyle Tucker. Tigers have already made one run at him, and now it's being reported he's going to be available Bregman, again. Yeah. If you're looking for, yes, Bregman. They already made one run at Bregman, and now there's news that he's going to be available again. That's why we're talking about it. Does he, but as you pointed out, he's not leaving Boston to sign a similar deal in Detroit.
Right, in terms of being a shorter term deal. Yep, that's not going to happen. The reason he's opting out of this contract is because his agent is telling him he can get a 6-year deal with another team that's going to pay him close to $30 million a year.
Sir Dom writes in, I didn't like Bregman last year and I don't want him now. Way overpriced. Find someone that's younger fine. And a better bat at any position. Must be upgrade from current starters. So this is fine. I guess I go to who's that player? Because third base is one of the positions on the field that they probably have a more of a need. Like you can think of every other position and there's probably more of a ready-made solution or a guy there that's serviceable to above average or whatever the case may be. Am I wrong except third base? You can upgrade for sure, but like they're not going to go out and get most likely a corner outfield. Now they might.
They might they get might. Corner
they might
outfield.
Get a corner outfielder. They might.
That's because of the DH, you can put Carpenter at DH because now you're talking about
you're right.
Yeah, filling in for
Wenzel
Perez.
It just feels like third base has been a screaming need for a bit here.
It has felt that way. And I thought that Colt Keith could be that guy, and he still could be that guy. You know, you look at his numbers across a full season, they look pretty good. If he plays a full season, he's got to do that. I don't mind if they're going to take that chance, but I think you still need to make a splash and bring in a major league player to this roster in the offseason, whether it's going the free agent route like Kyle Tucker or, you know, Bichette or whatever the case is, or trading. Because you've got a lot of guys. The Tigers have so many players in the organization I think that other teams would love to have a chance at. And then you got to start looking at what's the fit. Okay, you're going to need to find a team that's not a playoff team and they've got a contract of a player that they don't really like or that they know that player is going to come up to a contract that they can't afford and, you know, take advantage of the Tigers farm system.
But you also have to keep in mind the reality of the situation is you have to go after players that are accessible. It's like the guy who called earlier and said, I'd take the rookie from the Twins who hit 300. You mean the one the Twins will have no interest, who's under club control for the next 5 years and have no interest in getting rid of? You'd take that guy. Well, sure, but there's not an accessibility. There's an accessibility issue with that, right?
Yeah. What we don't know is, you know, there are also players on this major league roster the Tigers could offer up in trade. You know, if they're tired of Riley Green or Kerry Carpenter or Spencer Torkelson, those three bats.
Yep.
You know, maybe one of those guys isn't around here next year because they're involved in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And it frees up a valuable position, either at first base or corner outfield.
All right, a website came up with trade candidates in the National Football League and which teams make the most sense. The Lions' name appears several times. Interesting. Hmm. We'll get to that today at 12:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.